What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. I hope you are having an unbelievable day. And I want to say thank you, as always, for joining us on another episode here on the show. As we've mentioned over the last, you know, 4 or 5 episodes, this is going to be our last few episodes until we get to episode 400. And then we're going to be taking a potentially permanent, potentially temporary pause on the podcast. So from my heart to yours, thank you so much for being here with us through this journey. And as we kick today's episode off, I'd love to take a moment and just practice a little bit of gratitude, right? You know, sometimes we go through life and it can be chaotic. It can be crazy things that we go through. And it is so, so, so important to remember to have gratitude. So I want you to ask yourself, you know, as you kick your day off or as you're towards the end of your day, just what is one thing that you can truly be grateful for in your life? It could be a relationship in your life. It could be a recent event that's happened in your life. It could be that there's air flowing through your lungs and you don't even have to think about it, but it's just this magical aspect of our body that allows us to breathe and live every single day without really even thinking about it. And maybe that's something that you're grateful for. All right, so think of one thing, and as you grab that thing, just kind of anchor it in your body and take that gratitude throughout the rest of the day, because I promise you, if you walk with gratitude through the rest of your day, it is going to make the rest of your day significantly better than if you don't. All right, so this week, we're going to be diving into what I like to call the power of rhino skin. And if I go back to a point in my journey where I really, I guess you could say I started the real part of my entrepreneurial journey. You know, I grew up doing all of the sort of things you hear about, you know, people doing as young entrepreneurs. I was the kid that sold candy at high school. I was, you know, the kid that I sold skateboards in high school so I could skateboard for free. And eventually, when I was in college, I, you know, kind of actually really started a business where I went from not treating it like a hobby, but treating it like a business, because I was always told if you treat it like a hobby, it'll pay you like a hobby. And if you treat it like a business, well, it'll actually pay you like a business. And so I got into a business and I was probably, you know, 19 years old. And what I began to realize is that a lot of the time when you go through life and you start something that is maybe against the grain of the traditional quote unquote path, people sometimes want to share their opinions with you, right? They want to tell you what's right, what's wrong, what you should do with your life, what you shouldn't do with your life, how what you're doing is maybe not smart. And what can happen is sometimes, because a lot of time we grew up, we, you know, really take in other people's opinions of us, is it can actually hold us back in life sometimes, right? I remember another time, you know, after I was in business, I was about 20 years old and I decided to leave college. And when I decided to leave college, I had a lot of people around me that, you know, they would go, what are you doing? This is, you know, like, how are you leaving? This is not what you're supposed to do in life. I'm sure people talked to my parents and were like, what is your son doing? I know, you know, my neighbors used to kind of look at me a little different because I was leaving and I was doing something that wasn't quote unquote traditional. And what I realized through this journey, through a couple of years, is that if you want to do something that's a little bit different in your life, right? Maybe that's starting your own business. Maybe it's, you know, randomly one day you go, I'm going to just not work and I'm going to go travel because that's what I feel like I should be doing in my life. If you're going to do something that's a little bit different than go to school, get good grades, get a high paying job and la-di-da, then you have to develop what I like to call rhino skin, because you will undoubtedly have people around you that say, that's not what you should do. That's not smart. You probably should go back to what society says you should do. You should swim the same path that we are all swimming. You should not swim against the path. And if you don't develop rhino skin, it's going to be hard. And to give you sort of the definition of really what rhino skin is rhino skin, it is so tough that if you literally shot it with a bullet, it would not penetrate a rhino's skin. And so as you go down a different path, if that's what you've chosen for your life, when other people give you opinions and judgment and tell you what you should or shouldn't be doing, what you have to learn to do is just like when someone shoots a bullet at a rhino and it bounces off their skin and falls to the ground, you have to begin to learn this skill when it comes to other people's judgment and other people's opinions. So if you're doing something, let's say you're starting a business and you're going down this path of maybe you are leaving your job and you're doing this thing and you have people that go, hey, you shouldn't do that. That's not smart. You should go take the safe path. Whatever the judgment is, all you do is just imagine it being like a bullet hitting a rhino's skin, deflecting off your skin, the opinions, the judgments, and falling to the ground, right? And yes, of course, sometimes it's good to seek counsel and guidance from people that you look up to, right? But sometimes it's really, really important to not pay attention to that, right? Something someone once told me that I thought was so important is it's like, it's so important to take wisdom from people that have a life that you actually desire, right? We've talked about this on the show. It's like, if I want to get in good shape and someone who's fat comes up to me, no disrespect there, but it's like if someone who's out of shape comes up to me and goes, hey dude, you need to, eat this way. You need to lift dumbbells that way. You need to walk on the treadmill this long, per day. Part of me is going to go, well, that doesn't make any sense. And with the gym, it's a lot easier to understand that analogy. But sometimes as we go through life, other people give you opinions that don't have the life you want, that don't have the business you want, that don't have the financial freedom you want. And if you're going to take those opinions, well, then they may not know how to get you the result they want because they don't have the actual result that you want. So as you go through your journey, just remember, you want to develop this thing called rhino skin. As you're going on a different path, one thing I would add to it is while you have rhino skin, make sure, and this is something we talk about a lot on this show, to learn to get in touch with your intuition, to learn to get in touch with that inner voice, that inner GPS, because when you learn to build a connection with that inner voice that you have, it's going to allow you to truly understand what is the path that you should be taking, right? Does it make sense to start this business or not, right? It's like, regardless of who gives you opinion in what way, shape, or form, when you get in touch with that internal voice, that internal GPS that is really the only one that actually can know what it is that you're supposed to do, then you will be able to follow that voice and it'll be that much easier to have rhino skin against other people's opinions because you know internally what you are guided to do. Versus if you're not as in touch with that internal voice, that internal GPS, then when someone gives you their opinion, you may go, oh, well, maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should take their opinion. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should take their judgment. Maybe I shouldn't, right? It's a little bit harder to have rhino skin when you're not in touch with your internal GPS. So spend a little bit of time today. If you're having some judgment and you're feeling like you're getting some opinions from people that aren't serving you, two things I want to encourage you to do is, number one, today, practice having rhino skin and let those judgments figuratively hit you like a bullet hitting rhino skin and bounce to the ground, and don't let them get inside you, right? Don't let them be part of what influences why you do what you do in your life. And then the second thing I would encourage you to do is take a few moments today, and whether it's going on a walk, whether it's sitting in silence, whether it's going to one of your favorite places, just take a few moments sometime today and get in touch with that internal voice, that internal GPS, because when you really learn to listen to that and you have rhino skin, you're going to be absolutely moving in the right direction that you're supposed to go in your life. And as you practice building a connection with that internal voice, that internal GPS, understand that the first time you may not have a connection, right? So it may take multiple times of doing this, but just like anything in life, the more you do it, the better you get at it. So the first time you do it, you may go, I didn't really get any guidance here. That's okay. Try it again the next day, or try it again maybe 3 days later. But the more you begin to do it and get in touch with that side of yourself, you're really going to learn to get some guidance, and you partner that up with having Rhino Skin, and I promise you, my friend, you are going to be on a path that truly is the path for you. So that is what we have for you on today's episode. I know, short, sweet, but again, make sure you practice having Rhino Skin. Get in touch with that internal GPS that is really the true guiding system to where you should be going in your life. And I promise you, you are going to have a more fulfilling, a more passionate, a more happy life that you are going to embark on. So thank you again, my friend, as always, for joining us. I hope you have a wonderful, splendid, outstanding rest of your day. And I will talk to you on the podcast soon. Take care.